eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Later in the hour, in about a half an hour, a dramatic announcement on the future of Al Morgani at WIP. I am tired of getting emails on this. Al will give you clarity at the bottom of the hour if he indeed calls in as scheduled. But on the line with us is a man I now can announce is once again an all-pro. The best center in football on a 14-3 Eagles team, Jason Kelce. Hi, Jason.
Angelo, how we doing?
Congratulations. What does it mean to you to be an all-pro again?
I don't know. I mean, it means you're still doing your job pretty well. This one in particular was voted on by the players and whatnot, so it obviously means a lot to get that respect from your peers and everything and to know what your reputation is across the league as being the best at your position. So about this PA one was pretty awesome.
All right, well, I got to know. You have played 12 seasons now in the NFL. The toughest critic there is of Jason Kelce. Was this one of your best seasons? Was it your best? How would you rate it?
That's really tough. I think physically I had a really, really good year. Been some mental things and – we've had more penalties than we would have liked offensively, and I'm a part of that. So I think, I would say it's one of my best years. I think it just, throughout the course of your career, you have a lot of good years, and every year has ups and downs. And you think about, the guys next to you and the guys that you're playing with and how much easier they make your job in certain years. There's years where, quite frankly, we haven't played very well and, my grade from other sources and whatnot might not be as good, but I've been really proud of the way I've played because of the circumstances that have arose and what I've done. So, I think at the end of the day, I don't get too caught up in, is this one of my best years? It's a little bit different than other positions. There's not really stats. And so I just kind of look at it as, did I do my job? Was I a good leader? Did I try my best? Did I keep guys going in the right direction? And, that's kind of how I assess whether I'm doing my job.
I have a couple of stats that might support your selection. You have allowed this season 0 sacks. 0 quarterback hits, 8 pressures, not a single pressure in the fourth quarter of all 17 games. You never miss a game. That is all pro, if anything is. Now I want to talk about your parents, Jason, because your brother Travis is also an all pro, the best tight end in football. And by our own research, no brother team has won All-Pro the same year twice. No brother team but you guys. So can I ask you, what are your parents saying about having two NFL players that are absolute elite? How proud of that?
I don't know. You'd have to ask them, I guess. We don't sit around asking them how, you know, but, you know, obviously they're proud. You know, I think that, you know, I don't know that all pros and Super Bowls make them more proud, though, honestly. I think that they've, you know, they're proud of the people we are and the players and everything is only part of it, and they're certainly proud of the success we've had. But, you know, I don't think that that's the pinnacle of how they judge Travis or I.
It's pretty awesome. I'll say this. The gene pool there is pretty strong. That's all I'm saying. Let's get on to what's going on with the Eagles right now, Jason. You won. You got the first seed, but a lot of people are going, wow, they were playing better a month ago. What do you see?
Yeah.
Are you past the point where you're playing your best football, and what do you think's going on here?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I think that, you know, obviously over the last 3 weeks, you know, we've had, you know, Gardner's playing, Jalen Hurts is down. That's a little bit different, even though I thought Gardner did a great job in, when he was called in. You know, Jalen comes back this past week, and, you know, I don't think, you know, it wasn't like we played bad. It just we weren't clicking the way we want to be clicking. And, you know, I don't think we're past our best ball. I think that we can still obviously start playing really, 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 really good football and our best ball yet. You know, we're getting a lot of guys back healthy. We're going to continue to get reps this week and go out there and play a game next week. And I feel really good about where we're at. You know, we got a lot of talent. We have great coaches. We got a team right now that's hungry to improve and get better. And I look forward to proving that this next week.
All right, you're in the huddle with him. You're a team leader. Can you give us some sense for how much pain Jalen was dealing with on Sunday against the Giants?
You know, if he was in pain, he didn't make it known, which isn't a shock. You know, I've had multiple times where I've played with a guy and he's come up after the game with some type of injury or whatnot. You never know. You know, he's not a guy that is going to wear that on his sleeve. He's not a guy that's going to wince or show anything to certainly the opposing team, but not to us either. He might say something, but you know, I knew he was in pain just because I knew that it was a, you know, it was a short turnaround for that injury. So you know it's still going to be affecting him. But he wasn't making it apparent. You know, he's a kid's tough, and you know, he's not going to be out there, you know, kind of showing everybody that he's fighting through something.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if he obviously is a different player when he does not have the same freedom to run. Going into the game, Jason, you kind of knew he wasn't going to run the way he does when he's 100%. You guys knew that going in, right?
Well, we knew we weren't going to be running certain plays and stuff like that to put him in situations where you would have to. You know, Jalen can't, I mean, in the heat of the moment, he's going to do what makes him a special player and allows him to have success. Jalen's going to run a little bit, and he took off a couple of times, but for the most part, that was aimed to be limited in the game for sure.
I got you. All right, look, I don't expect you to identify this, but you know the whole city is trying to decide who we should root for this weekend because that'll determine who you guys are playing. In your mind, without releasing it, I don't want this on a bulletin board. Is there a team you have a preference to play?
Not really, to be honest. I mean, you kind of any team that you've already played, you have that level of like comfort in understanding them, knowing those opponents, knowing their team. But you know, I really do think that you know whoever we play next week is going to come down to how we play. I really think that that's where this team's at. This team's is really, really talented and really, really good when we play our ball. And when we don't you know, create turnovers. We don't have penalties. I mean, you don't have these self-inflicted wounds as a group. You know, we're really, really, really good football team. We're 6-1 against winning teams in the NFL this year. I think as long as we take care of that other stuff, it doesn't really matter who we play, quite frankly. And I look forward to us preparing this week and making sure that we do take care of those little things.
I know how high your bar is. This is my last question, Jason. Anything less than a trip to the Super Bowl, would you consider that a failure this season?
I don't go into pass or fail. This isn't elementary school. That's the expectation, right? You expect to win these games and go there, and it would certainly be a letdown. It would certainly be unfortunate to not go there. But you know, this team's had a great season so far. I don't think it would be a failure in that harsh of a word, but I do think that the expectation is to go there, and that's what we would all be very disappointed if that was not the case.
Fair enough. I want to congratulate you. I want to congratulate Travis, and I want to congratulate the whole Kelce family. What you guys have done is extraordinary, Jason. You should all be very proud of your accomplishment. And let's get on with the playoffs. Should be fun.
All righty. Thanks, Angelo.
Thanks, Jason. That is an amazing thing. And if I were one of his parents,
yeah,
I would commence an argument over which of the gene pools was more significant. I didn't put him in that spot.
Ange, they're both going to be first ballot Hall of Famers.
Oh, without a doubt. And if they timed this right, they could go in together.
So
who does two all pros twice?
What's cool about this is the first time it's the vote by this one. It's done by the Players Association.
Yep.
It's only active players voted on it, and it's against who they played against their position. You cannot vote for yourself.
Right.
It's actually way more of like what players think of their opponents.
Exactly.
So it's pretty cool.
However, I will say that there is one Pro Bowl around there that shouldn't be there. And I will bring that up later.
There was one that wasn't that I enjoyed immensely.
I know it. Micah Parsons.
Correct.
And the one that did not belong on there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I watched the games.
Oh, don't say it. Don't ruin the mood.
What? Who?
Don't say it.
I'll give you a clue.
Don't say it.
Number two. And he played like that the last 11 games.
Angela. What are you doing?
That was a clue. I didn't say the name. Right? You didn't know. You don't know what I'm saying.
Why'd you have to add that on?
No, I don't.
Bear Brooks, he wears number two, and that's how he played the last 11 games. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I have to add that.
I'm not bringing names up. I don't do the name calling thing.
Really?
I do the
trying
number call.
Something new the last couple weeks of your career?
My goodness.
Number two.
And played like it?
Yeah, the last 11 games.
Big play slave.
Oh, no. I didn't tell him to do that. I did not tell Joe Wechter to do that. That was insubordination. Sean's out of life from Maryland. Hi, Sean.
Hey, good morning, Ange. Good morning, crew. How are you guys?
I'm great, Sean. Can't wait for the football this weekend. And then the
big one, man.
I can't wait. I love the playoffs.
Hey, listen, I've got two words for you, and I'm in 100% agreement with you. Dallas sucks.
Correct.
Can you imagine a better road to the Super Bowl than two victories over the Cowboys and the 49ers? They ruined Christmas. First of all, we beat their backup. They beat our backup. So we need a Hurts-Dak matchup.
Listen to me, Sean. This is going to be next to impossible. But next Monday night, let's say the Vikings win. Let's say the Niners win. So now the opponent will be the winner of that Monday night game against the Eagles. I will be a Cowboy fan for that game. You understand?
You are the worst.
I will be openly rooting for the Cowboys so they can come here and we can trash them.
I hope someone feeds you cheese.
You
that
with
night.
Me, Sean? You with me?
I want the matchup. I can never root for them, but I want the matchup.
Well, you're going to have to root for them if they're playing Brady. If Brady loses to them, then you get them. But if Brady wins, you got Brady.
Yeah, I want the Cowboys. Bring
them
on.
He wants the Cowboys. You got to root for them. All right, Sean, give me a redhead because it's Kiss a Ginger Day.
Hey, has anyone mentioned Nicole Kidman?
No.
No one has.
She goes back and forth with red and blonde, right?
Yeah, and she's spectacular in
hair,
both.
Hair moves, face doesn't.
Yeah, she's a bit overrated.
Yeah, that is very true. What is going
Rhea's on
with
fire
the
right
Botox?
Now.
No, Rhea's 100% right.
And she's spectacularly she beautiful.
Put away the needle. Let's have a crinkle here or there.
Real quick, Angelo, can I interject?
Please do.
I think I should be the judge because
no,
I'm a ginger.
No, you cannot interject.
I'm a judge. Ginger.
I don't care. I'm the judge.
Well, JJ is.
I am what you call a connoisseur. Of the redheads.
So was Bill.
I mean, it's good for him. Tell him to do this on the overnight show. I'm in charge here. 215-592-9494. When we return, it's time to take a stand. Who's more responsible? All right, 8:23. So I minded my own business yesterday, and then I go to check my emails around 9-ish, somewhere around this time, a little later, and I'm getting a deluge of emails about the status of Mr. Al Morgan.
Yes.
And I'm going, what the hell went down there that everybody wants to know? What's going on with Al? Is he staying after you leave? What's he doing? And I went, I don't know. He doesn't include me in this.
Al's not very chatty.
Well,
there,
I know, but
not.
Then I learned from Bria, who knows everything, that there is now closure on Al's future at WIP. And I went, well, book him and have him announce it. And he will be on in about 7 minutes to announce it if he remembers the number of the station he's worked
we
at
have his
for 31 years.
No, we actually did the show yesterday, and Wechter told us to give out the number, and we had to ask for them.
Yeah, but here's the thing with that, all right? Even though we have his number, it doesn't mean he'll pick up.
No.
So we'll all see if he calls in the next few minutes. I would like to add this to the mix. In fact, Ava will begin the conversation by ending our first question and giving us our next question.
And something else happened during the break, Angelo.
What?
I won.
You won what? Oh, yeah, she is going to be the judge.
It's only right.
She's actually a redhead. Yeah. I'm not, so I deferred.
There was other conversation that was involved, but it is not appropriate for radio.
Brought Ava to you by will make the determination on the winners.
Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet, minor fender bender or major accident. Armin Chevrolet's Collision Center will make it right. Find your roads at ArminChevy.com. How injured do you think Jalen Hurts is? 72% say somewhat.
All right, that's fair enough. That's about where it should be. Let's go to the next question.
Wow, already seeing their early returns. Who is more responsible for the Eagles' 14-3 record this season? Howie Roseman, Jalen Hurts.
I had other names in there, but there are no other names. Yesterday, Pro Football Talk, a great website about football, named Howie Roseman the executive of the year.
Absolutely.
It was a no-brainer.
It's not only just for what he added this year, but for like the draft picks that he got from New Orleans.
I'm not even including the draft pick that is number 10 in the next draft.
Carson Wentz, right?
Here's what he did. He made Jalen Hurts, who is, in our eyes, the MVP, a much better quarterback by adding A.J. Brown. Any doubt in your mind, Barrett Brooks?
There's no doubt in my mind at all. I mean, once they got A.J., it turned everything around as far as speeding us into the future and really going for a Super Bowl this year.
All right, Eagles were not great with the pass rush last year. They added people. Number one person they added, Temple's own Hassan Reddick.
He's been great.
I think Hassan Reddick is an all-pro.
It's Ross had a whole thing yesterday. That he's the most underrated superstar in the NFL.
He's right. 16 sacks. But if you look at the numbers, he had numbers that were better than Myles Garrett.
It was unbelievable. They had a guy on the Giants. I can't remember his name, but he said all game long, Fletcher Cox and Brandon, which they do, chirping, we're going to get the sack record. He goes, Hassan Reddick says nothing, and that guy's scary.
Eagles were not great on turnover ratio last year. They added Chauncey Gardner Johnson as a brother of Chauncey Gardner Johnson.
Same but different.
Right. But would you say that was a nice addition?
It was a great addition.
Eagles was struggling to stop the run early in the season. Voila. Within a week, he's got Ndamukong Suh and Linville Joseph. These guys have made a huge difference in the run defense. Yep. He did that in the season. with very little cap space. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that they don't include executives in the MVP balloting. The number one reason the Eagles were 14-3 was Howie Roseman. Do you agree, Barrett Brooks?
That's the argument. What comes first, chicken before the egg? You know,
over Hurts or over who did more for 14-3?
Oh, that's tough. You know
who did more?
Players play. So
it's a bad answer.
I got to go with Jalen Hurts.
Johnson.
The correct answer is Jalen Hurts. They are if Jalen Hurts is not their quarterback, they are a middling 500 team, even with all that talent. What Jalen Hurts has done this season is the very reason they are 14-3.
Johnson will no longer be replacing Al. Al is coming back for all future shows. Reuse!
This is a tough one.
It is.
Because I will say this. I think in previous years, if Howie's top draft pick, they got very little out of Jordan Davis.
Yeah.
Now, injuries played a factor. But when he got hurt, he immediately went out and got the two best guys who were on the market.
It's amazing.
To help. Like, he wouldn't do that in previous
years.
But the quarterback's the most important player in the game.
Alone on an island,
chicken
huh?
Or the egg.
You know how hard it is to be this brilliant 4 days a week.
Well, again,
it's not easy.
Who you're working with?
This guy is a proctologist. Johnson on the line from the city. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How we doing today?
Hey, John, you're one of my best. Howie or Jalen? Which one did more for 14-3?
Oh, absolutely no doubt, Jalen Hurts.
There you go.
There you go. How about that?
Maybe I overrated you as a caller.
that's also a good possibility.
John, what do you got for me?
Hey, listen, the one thing I have, I mean, obviously, I want to start off by saying that, you know, I don't think anybody in Philly wouldn't want to play the Cowboys. I mean, just because they're the Cowboys, but I would much rather see the Eagles play the Giants, and that's just because I think we match up better right now against them.
But that may be the most likely scenario, really. Seattle's not beating San Francisco. The Giants have a real chance to beat the Vikings.
Yeah.
At that point, aren't they counting their money and saying, what a year we had?
I think the question everyone has to ask themselves is, how healthy is Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
Your answer will tell you who you'd rather play.
If Jalen Hurts isn't healthy, it doesn't matter who you play. You're not that good. All right, anyway, but Howie's more important. All right, John, give me a redhead. It's Kiss a Ginger Day.
And can I say one more thing? I think that Jalen Hurts is definitely hurt somewhat, but I don't understand what the Eagles gain or don't gain by putting this information out except by putting a target on his back for the next game. I mean, I'm a little confused about that.
Well, I think it's right now they're doing what you call sandbagging. They're making it sound much worse than it is, and then they unveil the new and improved Jalen Hurts in 2 weeks. That's what I think. First series, he busts out of the pocket, runs up the middle for 32 yards, and everybody goes, oh, my God, I guess he wasn't that
bad.
He's
back.
That's what I'm thinking. John, give me a redhead.
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts. Okay, but sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, on the line with us, ladies and gentlemen, is a man who is more popular than I ever knew. He has been with us for 31 years, Mr. Al Morganti. Hi, Al.
Hey, what's happening?
All right,
you
Al.
Still working?
Oh, hold on a second. Al, stop with the wisecracks. Al, who is more responsible for 14-3? Howie Roseman or Jalen Hurts?
You got to be a donkey not to think it's the quarterback.
There we go. See, that's the difference. Al does it and insults the guy putting the premise out there. Well, you're wrong, Al. You're wrong.
I give you credit. You're going to bray right till the day you're out the door.
All right, I've had enough of this jerk. All right, Al, if you would, please, could you provide clarity on your future here at WIP right now for everybody?
Clarity? Well, so yesterday, Rob and
David
brought me into the yellow room.
It's the Brady Bunch room. You know,
all right, the bosses met with Al. Go ahead, Ian.
Yeah, they offered me a deal that I could easily refuse. And
and
well, I agreed to a lifetime deal. It's 5 years.
Wow.
He's on fire today.
All right, 5-year deal for what, Al? What are you doing?
Oh, it's easy. It's a couple of podcasts on the Flyers during the season and one weekend shift. We don't know what day. Weekend's Saturday or Sunday. We're not sure. One weekend gig during the whole year. So it was pretty cool. They were nice about it. So it was nice. It was fun. Hey, it's a good what?
Al, 5-year deal.
I never had that. Well, I told you, it's a lifetime deal.
No, I know. That's optimistic. Al.
I know.
That's a lot of years for an old coot like yourself.
Well, I just said I want to be around when the Flyers win the cup.
Al, you may need more than 5 years then.
I played great last night. They're on the way back.
6-1 the last 7, right?
Yes, absolutely, and they're playing well, and the Tippett scored a great goal, and Konechny got a hat trick, so I was excited. So I'm excited about this. I got to do a lot of Flyers stuff on the podcast, so it's really cool.
Well,
so I'm happy with it, and I don't have to get up early, and they told me you're leaving.
All right, Al, stop. Al, get out. Al, congratulations. I'm thrilled that you are going to stay at WIP for 5 more years if you live that long. Al, be well, man. Thanks, buddy.
No worries. Have a good one.
Al Morganti. Dear Harmon.
Lifetime deal.
Al told me he was working on a 5-year deal, and I said to him, my God, that's optimistic. I mean, that's a lot. I mean, the guy's like 70, right? That's a lot. Wow. That's good, but it shows that the company loves him.
He's 70.
He's pretty close. Give him a take.
He's close to it.
The youngest acting person that age I know.
Yeah. Well, I realize that, but still, it's great. We're obviously, look, we kid around a lot. I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled.
Can I tell you, I've loved our Wednesdays working with him.
I know you have.
It's been a lot of fun.
It is fun, yeah.
And I want to say this, because I don't ever say it, but I should say it now at least. No one knows how important Al has been to the success of the show. Most of the biggest decisions that were made in the last 3 decades, I deferred to Al because I always knew he was smarter.
Yeah.
And the fact is, Al is way smarter than he comes across here. Thinking, well, if people know he's smart.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. You should have seen the emails I got yesterday saying he's the reason they listen to the show, et cetera, et cetera. Well, good news. He's going to be here for 5 more years.
Yay.
God willing. You got him now. 5 years. God bless you, Al.
I love what he said. I love what he said.
God bless you. 5 years at your age. I guess you're not retiring.
Love it.
215-592-9494. When we come back, all your calls.
I love that promo.
We're back at 8:40. At 9 o'clock, and we're very thrilled about this. Ray Dittiger now is going to be a regular back on our show for the rest of this Eagles run. And he will be analyzing what he has seen on the tape, like he did before he retired and then unretired. And here's one thing Ray was saying yesterday at WIP that I find intriguing, because I asked Jason Kelce the same question. And here's what Ray said about how high the Eagles have to aim.
This season, for as great as it's been, if they don't get to the Super Bowl, who's going to feel good about it?
All right. So I turn Barrett Brooks. You work with him.
Yes.
Is that the truth or
yes.
not? Is that you got to make the Super Bowl? You're 14-3 with the number one seed. You don't make the Super Bowl. It wasn't a good year.
To me, it wouldn't be. Because, I mean, you've already won your division. You've already run the conference. I mean, you got to end it up with, you know, the triple crown with the Super Bowl.
Got to win the Super Bowl. You with me, Johnson?
When you start out 8-0, the standard changes.
8-0. Right, I even forgot 8-0. Come on. And you know what? I don't have any faith that they'll make it this year.
Why?
Because I don't like the coaches. And I'm not including Nick. I'm okay with Nick. Those two coordinators are going to ruin this season.
Excuse me.
Mark my words.
He's in charge of them.
In charge of them, but they called the play. There was something I had. My God, I had this great cut.
But remember what he said the other day, that Sirianni said that he told him how to play their defense towards the end, which was kind of weird. But, you know, you can't excuse the head coach.
Listen to this. So Ron Jaworski's on yesterday, and I can't wait to play this for Dick Vermeil tomorrow. Dick Vermeil's in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. He's one of the greatest coaches that ever coached in the NFL. And he was coaching in St. Louis. And his offensive coordinator was Mike Martz, right? And they had a runner named Marshall Faulk. Now, wouldn't you think, Rhea, that Dick Vermeil would impose his will on his coordinator to use Marshall Faulk?
Yeah.
All right, well, he didn't. Listen to that.
I sometimes wonder why they get away from the run. And it reminds me, and by the way, I did speak to Dick Vermeil this morning. We were having some conversations about the playoffs and blah, blah. And it brought back a memory of Mike Martz. You know, when the Rams had the greatest show on turf and the Super Bowl champion and all that. And Dick would have to go up to Mike Martz and stop him, like, in the middle of the first quarter, second quarter, and say, hey, Mike, number 28, number 28.
Yeah.
Number, that being Marshall Faulk.
Yep.
Get him the damn football, you know?
But he didn't do it. That was the greatest show on earth or something. No, they didn't do it. He had the head coach was begging his coordinator to call Marshall Faulk's number.
That is the head coach's fault.
Well,
Barrett, am I wrong? If the head coach is literally telling you he's the head coach.
Yeah, you got to do what the head coach says. But what happened with Green Bay and the head coach, and they ran the ball, and then they had to answer the upper management, the Tuesday meeting.
This is a problem.
Yeah. Well, they were
running
the show.
This is a problem. I do not have any faith that these guys will do the right thing. Jonathan Gannon, I don't care what his ranking is. I'm watching the game.
Excuse me, you want to play the Cowboys.
I want to play
what
the Cowboys.
What was Prescott against
that's
Gannon?
That's not the same thing.
8-1.
How is it different?
They're home. They're here.
So he's going to play a different zone now?
The fans will.
He's going to go man-to-man instead of a soft zone.
Fans will be looking down, and they won't let that happen. Jeff is out of line. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're getting nervous. It's Thursday. We still got 10 days or so till the playoff game, but we're nervous. What about you, Jeff?
I'm a little nervous. I worry about Jalen. On a 1 to 10 scale, I would say his injury might fall about a 6, maybe 6.5.
See, I'm thinking more like a 4. But okay,
really?
6, 6.5. He'll be down to a 4 then by the time of the game, right? He's going to keep healing.
Well, I'm glad they won that game against the Giants, even though you talk about anxiety. My word, I was going crazy. But, you know, that gave them 2 weeks off. That's 5 weeks, basically, from when he got pancaked in Chicago. I was wondering during that game why he was running so much in that game.
That was Steichen. That's my whole point, Jeff. You're watching all these games. You like these coordinators.
Not really. You know, I know they've had better ones in the past, but no, I'm not too crazy on Gannon, to be honest with you.
Neither of them.
No.
You got a guy who was hurt as hell. He was, I knew he was going to be in a lot of pain. Let's throw the first 9 plays. That is not smart in Pop Warner.
I agree. And the thing about Jalen, too, is, I mean, he's a tough guy. I mean, when you're at that level, you want to play, even if you do have an injury that's a little more than what most a lot of people think it is.
You're right, Jeff. Jeff, give me a redhead.
A redhead. How about Robert Redford?
Robert Redford. Interesting.
Really?
Robert Redford. Yeah, he was a redhead in his day.
Wasn't a blonde?
Long time ago.
Yeah.
What's a blonde?
I think a lot of it, it's the way the light hits the head.
Yeah. I just think whatever you feel like putting on the list. Here's the thing, Rhea.
If you caught Redford at sunset. I think there'd be a moment when it kind of was red.
His name is Red.
Rhea, he's not winning. Relax. I'm not even the judge. I guarantee you he's not winning.
Maybe strawberry blonde.
All right. Fine, Rhea. Don't quibble. TR's on the line. There was a time when Rhea was a redhead, too. And let me tell you something. She rocked it.
Thank you.
You rocked me, Rhea. How long was that, Rhea?
Only like 6 months. It's too hard to upkeep. You have the red fades so
it
fast.
It looked good, though.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Come on. Everybody said that. TR, how are you today?
Yo, wonderful, man. Look, I went Dallas. I want to shut up all my friends. The majority of my friends are all Dallas fans. Only 3 of them are Eagles fans. So they bully us all the time. I just want to shut them guys up, man. We want Dallas. They're supposed to be the best.
All right, hold on, TR. I'm 100% with you. But let's just say we get to Monday Night Football, and it's Dallas against Brady, all right? Will you be able to root for Dallas so that we get them the next weekend?
Yeah, I guess I would. And plus, it's like Sometimes I watch Dallas just to see if they're going to lose or not. You know, that's something
I know, but this is a case where it's better they're delivered to us and then we take care of business. I'd rather face them than Brady. I don't care how bad the Bucks are. I do not want Brady throwing against Gannon. I don't like it.
Not at all. No, you're right. Yeah, that's true. You're right. 100%.
TR, so Redhead, who you got?
Redhead. How about the dude, what's his name on Parker's Street? I'm going to go back in the day. Bonaducci?
Danny Bonaducci.
What's so funny? He's a redhead.
No, he's a very good radio guy, too.
Yeah.
I can't see him win it. You're playing for pink tickets. You understand? Oh. I mean, not the ticket itself is not pink. It's pink the performer.
Yes, the musician.
Danny Bonaducci's going to win that?
Well, Ava's the judge. She may,
Well, if Ava's the judge, I could always take it back.
He was like the softest dude in America, too.
He was?
He got bullied, yeah.
Yeah, he got bullied? Yeah. You wouldn't vote for him, right?
No.
He wouldn't vote for him. Rob's up next. Hi, Rob.
How's it going, everybody?
Rob, you got a lot going on. What's going on behind you there?
That was my baby girl.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah, she's just getting up, so.
Is she an Eagles fan yet, Rob?
Oh, absolutely.
That's beautiful.
Absolutely. Came out the womb an Eagles fan.
Ah, that's perfect.
Which upsets my wife because my wife is a Dallas fan.
All right, wait a minute. How did that happen, Rob?
Dallas sucks.
Listen. I didn't know. She tricked me. It wasn't until the ring was on the finger that she told me, all right?
Sounds like, here's the question, Rob. Make sure you answer this right. How will that little girl be brought up? Eagles or Cowboys?
Oh, Eagles. She bleeds green.
You're sure of that? How old did you say she was?
11 months old. And the day she was born, I put her in an Eagles onesie.
Oh, that's beautiful. And what did your wife say about it?
She wasn't happy, but, you know, she's a daddy girl. What can she do about it?
I know,
she'll be cheering with me next in 10 days when we beat the Cowboys and knock them out of playoffs.
All right, but you understand that you married this woman under false pretenses.
I did, yes.
That's why
prenups are important.
I love it, Rob. I love it.
He's not sleeping tonight.
I got to be honest with you. Rob's right. Now, I don't know. Sleeping with a Cowboy fan, there might be advantages to that. I don't want to get into that. Rob, give me a great red hat.
I have a fantastic one, but real quick, worst case scenario, we play the Bucks. It would also be nice to send Tom Brady home, hopefully, with the last game he ever plays.
Yeah, at least we wouldn't have to worry about him congratulating Hurts because he does that. When he loses, he runs for cover. All right, Rob, give me a red hat.
I can't believe no one said this already. Carrot Top.
Carrot Top. All right, hold on.
I met him once.
This contest is deteriorating.
Yeah, because you just won Hot Women.
Excuse me, Ava's
Rhea,
a big fan.
The question is,
have you seen him lately?
Kiss a ginger.
Well, you have to bring that around to people.
Yeah. Do you want to kiss Carrot Top?
No, but I will actually say this because, you know, he's actually very nice. I was shocked by that.
What do you mean he's very nice?
Well, I met him at an Eagles game, and he could not have been friendlier.
You met Carrot Top.
Yeah, kiss my carrot.
I did.
What were the circumstances of you, Rhea, meeting? Did he come in the NovaCare?
He was in the NovaCare suite.
No way!
You know who invited him? John Dorenbos.
John Dorenbos is friends with Carrot
Top?
Well,
where does John Dorenbos work primarily now?
Vegas.
Correct.
Oh, wait a minute. Time out.
The circle of magicians and stand-ups.
Time out. You mean to tell me that Carrot Top is getting top dollar in Vegas?
I'm assuming. Edge, I have to tell you, I was shocked. He couldn't have been nice. Everybody who met him there said how nice, how super friendly he was.
Don't take this the wrong way.
His face probably has had more work than Nicole Kidman.
Oh, my God, you're not kidding.
Wow, yeah. He's
if Carrot Top were performing in my backyard, I'd pull the shade down.
Right. Well, what does he do?
Why?
What special gift does he have?
Wasn't he in Hangover?
He has done some acting, putrid, and some stand-up, not fun.
Would you like? Well, he apparently must be. Would you like to know what his net worth is?
Oh, no.
You're going to be shocked.
No.
Don't do this.
Shocked.
Don't do it.
$70 million.
No way! That's... No way! $70 million!
What does he do?
Carrot Top!
Because he's probably never stops working as a stand-up.
Oh,
he's a comedian. He's,
yeah.
There is no justice in this world. Carrot Top is...
But he has been in a lot of movies.
Those network things, though, I don't know how true they
Some
are.
Some of them are.
His dad was a NASA engineer.
Wow.
Wow, he must be so proud that his son is Carrot Top.
24 Carrot Top.
Wanda's up next. Hi, Wanda!
Hey, Angelo, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
I want Dallas. I'm married 38 years to one of the worst kind of Dallas fans.
Oh,
my husband was born and raised in West Philadelphia.
How did you stay with him 38 years?
Well, see, what happened, he wasn't watching football when I married him. He started watching in the early 90s, and he's a front runner.
Oh, I get what you want.
He's the worst.
So, all right. Do you have a lot of disagreements?
Oh, all the time. You should see us. You should. This weekend, the Cowboy game was on the same time as the Eagle game.
Yeah.
And he was running up and down the steps giving me updates. And then finally, I never heard from him again.
Well, that's good. Wanda, I just got to know. Wanda, hold up a second. So, hold on. What were you guys doing on Christmas Eve?
Oh, it was horrible. Absolutely horrible. Horrible. But it's okay. Angelo, can I say something to you?
Absolutely.
I've been listening to you for a long, long time, and I am going to miss you so much. I don't know if you remember, about 20 years ago, I called you. I was working in a casino, and they didn't have TVs in the casino.
Oh, I do remember you.
Yes.
I remember you.
Right. And you called my boss. And we said if the Eagles went to the Super Bowl, you would call him and convince him to give me Super Bowl Sunday off. And you called him. We went to the Super Bowl. We lost, but I got it off because you called him. And I just want to thank you for that. And I want to thank you for all these years of this great radio.
Well, you're very kind to say that. I must say, Wanda, all these years, that may be the only promise I actually kept.
You did. I remember you calling your boss. Yeah.
Could you call all the bosses?
Wanda, thank you. I'm so glad that that happened. And if we get to the Super Bowl again, I'll try it again. It works. The power of radio.
I'm retired.
That's good, Wanda, but you sound great. I just, at the time, I'll be honest with you, I don't think I would have helped you if I knew your husband was a Cowboy fan.
maybe I didn't tell you. It's all right, but it doesn't matter.
I love it. Wanda.
I appreciate it.
Give me a redhead. Who you got, Wanda? Redhead.
I got a redhead that I hate and you hate, but he's a redhead, Carson Wentz.
Carson, put that down. Now, that'll be interesting for Ava.
Because
Ava once called him
Ginger Jesus.
Ginger Jesus.
Yes. Big fan.
But now I think they've fallen. It's not going well now with them.